It's time for a review from Kenneth Turan, and this week he is not pleased. That's because he's just seen a remake of the 1981 cult classic Clash of the Titans. That film was filled with marvelous and terrifying creatures. As Ken sees it, the remake, not so much.
The new version of Clash of the Titans might be the first film to actually be made worse by being in 3D. The extra dimension is more of a distraction, making the battles between demigod Perseus and an entire menagerie of mythical beasts harder to follow rather than more exciting. No one comes to a movie like this for the repartee, but the film isn't helped by dialogue so plotty. A halfway decent line like, "You have insulted powers beyond your comprehension," sounds like something out of Noel Coward.
Someday, someone was gonna have to say enough. This could be that day.
Clash of the Titans is also burdened by a numbskull plot notion. Though those ancient Greeks lived in a world where the gods were quite real and unimaginably powerful, these idiots decide to declare war on the Olympians. That's the short-sighted equivalent of teasing your younger brother, even if he had the power to turn you to stone with just a look.
We are the gods now!
The big mystery here is, why did some top actors agree to play the gods? Liam Neeson is Zeus. Ralph Fiennes is Hades. Neeson looks lost, and Fiennes, perhaps hoping no one will notice it's him, speaks largely in sinister whispers. Perseus is plagued by Avatar Sam Worthington, who's making a career of sullen heroes. Perseus insists he wants to defeat a dread monster called the Kraken as a man, not a god, which, like the rest of this movie, is a bit of wishful thinking. Perseus and his pals take on an entire Noah's Ark of inhuman adversaries, including enormous scorpions on steroids called Scorpiox and the deadly Medusa, which turns out to be more or less a snake in a bikini top. Even the beloved mechanical owl from the 1981 version makes a cameo appearance, but like the rest of the film, it's a disappointment. When the most thrilling thing about a movie turns out to be its title, even unleashing the Kraken won't be payoff enough.
And the film is the remake of Clash of the Titans. Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.